Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Deputy Scott Bell and Sheriff Rich McNamee of the Henry County Sheriff's Office to talk about their canine unit and their dog, Axel. How long have you been working with Axel?
Axel and I were teamed up together in August 2021.
How old is Axel right now?
Axel is 3. I got him when he was almost 2 years old.
Now, had he already gone through his training when you got him, or was that something that you took on from the station?
Axel had received some training before we were teamed together at the kennel that we had received him from.
And what does that training look like for a police dog?
It kind of all varies on the different techniques that each head trainer can use when they first get a dog, but the end result is the same. You know, you want the dog to detect and find people, just, you know, different various ways on that process, how they get there.
So how long does that training typically take?
It can depend and vary. Some training places are longer than others. The school I went to was about 4 weeks long, and then we were back home here on the road.
So, Scott, when you're out on duty, is Axel always with you, or are there certain situations where they'll say, we need the canine unit, and then you'll bring him with?
Yep, Axel's always with me.
Did you notice when you first got him, was it hard to connect with him, or did you notice right away that he fit pretty well with you?
I think it was a pretty quick bonding period. During our initial school together, we were housed in a hotel for the 4 weeks. So I think with the limited options to go places, spending all that time together really helped.
Now, when you said you went to school, so once you knew that Axel was going to be working with you, then is there some additional training with you so that he gets more familiar to you?
Yes. I went to the school with him to learn more about how to handle a dog and how to read him and basically get trained myself.
To that point about being able to read him and get a little bit more familiar with him, what are your keys to success when it comes to working with a dog or just being within the canine unit in general?
I think being patient and having fun is two keys to being successful. Dogs will be dogs sometimes, but taking care of each other will help build that trust in our team and ultimately lead to success.
You had mentioned having fun. What does Axel's life look like when he's not on duty?
He's a regular dog back at home with me. He's got his own bed, his kennel, and some toys back at home.
So he does go home with you every night?
Yes.
Do you have any other dogs at Henry County Sheriff's Office, or is it just Axel?
It's just Axel for now.
How long do you plan on having Axel within the department? Is there a schedule for when you retire those dogs from the service?
There's not a set date or schedule, but I think the average working career of a dog between 8 and 10 years old.
So he's not looking to retire anytime soon is what I'm hearing.
No.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share, either you or Sheriff McNamee, about the canine unit?
Well, I'd like to chime in for a second. We had another dog before Axel. His name was Uno, and his handler was Sergeant Dave Wall. And Uno retired a little over a year ago at 10 years old. And we got Axel just before that, so they got to work a little bit together. And as soon as we get a little more tenure under Axel's belt, and he and Scott as a pair, we're probably going to look at obtaining another dog. The rewards for the public safety aspect in our department are amazing, what a canine adds to the whole package of a sheriff's office. And having two on board, I think that's a goal that we're looking at over the next couple of years. And it's been really exciting to have Scott and Axel come together and to see them blossom into a good team. And the way that they're working together and the results that they're obtaining is pretty good for everybody in Henry County. So as soon as we get that little more experience under their team, then we'll probably look at adding a second unit again.
So it's essentially like shadowing a job like any human would do. If you've got a dog that's experienced, you get them together. They can kind of see the lay of the land, what's accepted, what's not.
Right. I think the biggest thing is to see them bond and come together, and when they get a little more experience under their belt, we'll call them the veteran team, and then we'll probably develop a new team with not quite as much experience. But just the fact that Scott and Axel together have to gain some experience, and then once they get a little more notches in their belt, if you will, then they'll be the ones that the new team will go to as a mentor to help them learn when they become a new team.
I know that when people think about the canine unit, there's obviously the tracking element and the ability to run someone down if that's necessary. Are there any other skills that Axel or any other canine animal has that may not be as well known by the public?
I would say articles, maybe like a gun or even a flashlight that's dropped from someone running in a field. Dogs can pick up that and find those items.
And obviously drug enforcement. We use Axel and Scott as a team for drug enforcement on a regular basis.
I'm sure there's not a whole lot that's getting by Axel.
No, he's got a pretty good nose.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm sure Axel's doing a terrific job, as are both of you, keeping our community safe. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Yeah, shout out to Tree Town Kennels and Andy Klein up in Forest City, Iowa. He does a great job and puts out some great dogs, and look forward to continue working with him.
So when you're looking for that potential second dog, are you going to be going to the same place?
We'll certainly be looking at him again. I think something was unique about Andy is he's a deputy sheriff and he's a handler as well. But what's really cool about him is he looks at the person that's going to be handling the dog, and he says, this dog is a good match for your personality versus this one. You know, if you have a really aggressive person and a really aggressive dog, sometimes they clash. If you have one that's too soft and too hard, sometimes they clash. So Andy takes his time to get to know the handler and try and pair him up with the dog as they're going through that initial training. So kudos to them. He really has a knack for and a skill for putting a dog and a person together.
That was Deputy Scott Bell and Sheriff Rich McNamee joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their canine unit. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.